So I think I may have described when I was here last month. This is a problem when you do too much training, you forget which group you told what. That I discovered I had a negative anchor, a negative response to my name being said, Susan. Mm-hmm. I told you about that. And that Tim and I discovered that strong response I had to that and had to re-anchor it. And we did it using this process called couple anchoring. Now, it's labeled couple re-anchoring because so often couples get in loops with each other. And, oh, one of my favorite examples that we used to use is Tim had two boys that were just 2 years apart. When they were growing up, whenever the younger boy did something, the older boy, making fun of the younger one, would go, duh. Like, that was stupid. Duh.
Pretty universal, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Especially among kids, right? And the other kid would just go ballistic, you know. Had a response he couldn't control when his big brother went, duh, you know, sort of thing. So we had to figure out how to work with those boys to help them re-anchor their response to each other. And if you've been in a relationship with someone for any amount of time, often you get these, we call them calibrated loops. One person does something, the other automatically responds without even thinking. So how nice that you could create a different response to that once you know it's an issue. So Bandler and Grinder designed this process so that you could create a resource state when someone else does something. I mean, there's nothing inherently dangerous about that, right? You know.
Only the other person's reaction,
and that's what they're going for. And I do remember once, I was raised with a cousin, an older cousin, and when he wanted to really get my goat, he would sit on me and tickle me. And I would scream and holler and make a big fuss, and he would just do it more and more. And somehow, and I don't know how I figured this out in my wisdom as a kid, if I didn't make a fuss, he didn't enjoy doing it. So once when he was sitting on me tickling, I went, more, more, oh, do it more, more, more. It took all the fun out of it for him, and he quit doing it. So you break up the calibrated loop, right? So this gives you a chance to use anchoring to say, okay, when somebody else is doing something that's not dangerous, I mean, they're just doing something, and oftentimes they don't even know they're doing it. If they're doing something that's bugging you, what do you want instead of being bugged? And we anchor that into the behavior the other person is doing, and it collapses those anchors and makes it disappear. It's like magic. And I mentioned before, so this works in couples, but it'll also work, you know, if you're laying in bed at night listening to a drippy faucet or a dog barking, and you're so annoyed that you can't turn that sound off. So it works for sounds as well that maybe not somebody else is making, but no other person is making, but something else that you are hearing that is getting in the way of you being resourceful. So what we do with this process, and you're going to love it, you're going to, when you come up with what it is you might like to shift, you're going to teach. We're going to have three people in a group. You're going to teach the third person in the group how to annoy you. Yes, until they can duplicate it and you can start feeling annoyed. in that same way. So this is really good for you because you get to figure out exactly what is it. Is it the look on their face? Is it the way they wrinkle their brow when they do it? Is it the tone of the voice? What is it exactly that the other person does that bugs you so much? If you can teach it to somebody else and they can duplicate it and get the same response, then you realize how incredibly powerful you are because you know what it is. And then, of course, we establish a resource anchor. What do you want to feel instead of being bugged by it? You get a really strong anchor for that, and then we're going to have the other person bring the sound or the behavior back in, and it collapses the two together so you have new choices.